You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I tell you what, you can't beat a good bit of early Cypress Hill. That's terrific stuff. It's 12 minutes past 9 o'clock on this beautiful, beautiful Wednesday, 17th of April, 2019. Didn't police off there. Hey, hi, James.
Hey, how's it going?
James, how do you want me to describe you now? James Nkwise? Nkwise?
Nkwise. Yeah, I live in Europe now, so it's not Nkwise.
It's Nkwise?
Nkwise.
Nkwise. James Nkwise. We met James a year and a half ago, maybe?
Yeah, probably maybe about that,
Thought we talked to you about your funny comedy that you do and your various projects you're involved in, and
yeah,
here keeping this beautiful nation of ours laughing, and then you're pissed off overseas.
Yes, because they couldn't pay me enough over here. I went to that really strong British economy they've got going on.
The Brexit stars. Hey, but you're back for the Comedy Festival, and that's what we're here to talk about. A show called Goddamn Fancy Man.
Yeah.
Fancy Man.
That's a fancy man. It's just about being a fancy man.
It's about being fancy. When I first time I ever went to London when I was a little guy, and there was shops that sold fruit, vegetables, fancy goods. the West Indian shops. I thought that sounded so interesting.
I think the English are really good at, like, that upper English are really good at making really banal stuff sound incredibly delicious. Like, they're just like, oh, would you like this?
Succulent
apple from this expensive store. How much is the apple? Like, £4. What? Like, what? How's the difference to this apple? It's from rich people.
Oldie English.
Yeah.
So what are you doing over there? Are you just doing comedy?
Just doing comedy.
Nice.
And because it's a bit more exciting over there, which takes nothing away from New Zealand. Part of the reason we all love New Zealand is because it's not as exciting as like a government trying to eat itself.
Yeah, just trip over itself all in a big pile.
It's like they're the drunk dude at the party.
It's like imagine putting like a whole bunch of like monsters from The Walking Dead and just a pen and just watching them all just walk into each other and laughing about that.
And I think like one thing we struggle with in New Zealand is scale. So, you know, like they've got millions of people signing petitions over there to stop the Brexit. They've got millions of people marching in the streets, and we'll like see a little bit of footage and go, oh yeah. It looks pretty big. Must be a farm.
I'm not actually a citizen. I'm just reading it. I can't have an opinion. That sort of thing. So, but are you doing shows over there? Are you doing stand up? Are you writing? Because last time we spoke to you, you were sort of podcasting and writing. You were talking about writing TV shows, I think.
I think I was finding it up. Just mainly podcasts. And what am I doing at the moment? I'm working on this really cool,
amazing show for the Comedy Festival.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm doing. Thanks, Mike. Keep me on topic. I'm mainly just building the show to tour around. So I'll do it in New Zealand Comedy Festival, and then I'll take it to Edinburgh, and then I'll go to the Australian festivals, because that's kind of what I enjoy doing now, is going around these international festivals and, you know, doing this real New Zealand, like, it's real New Zealand show. I don't like change the name of the country when I'm overseas, because people are always like, I don't know if you've ever heard this with music, but they're like, oh, do they get your stuff?
Yeah, well,
you know, when you're doing your Kiwi thing, do they? It's like, yeah, they understand it overseas, bro.
We were talking about yesterday what we're doing, the Shadows TV series, and how beautifully that humour, which on first time when you watch the movie, you think, oh, it's so Kiwi, you know, it's okay, but it's actually worldwide number one cool. Top of the heap humour.
Bro, Thor Ragnarok, man. Thor Ragnarok. I'll be like at international festivals and like I might be talking about the boys like I grew up with, and I'll bring to an island accent or a Māori accent. Someone will be like, Thor Ragnarok.
It's awesome, hey? You taking that show just around the world as one. Tell me how you formulate a show. You seem you've got a confidence about you. You've skipping your stride, you stand tall, you're bright of eye.
Lack of cares, my friend.
Well, the way you just sort of said, I'll do this show and do it over here and take it to Edinburgh and dig around. That sounds like you're happy with that show. How do you put a show together? When you say, because it's just you stand up?
Yeah, it's just me stand up. No props, no costumes, no
costumes
slides.
Even. Just roll up there.
It's you're building gear and you're building gear, and it comes time to do the first run of an hour of it, and sort of going, what is this? A lot of the time I'll just like my gear can be quite responsive on that. Like I've just put in some gear about around the Christchurch shooting. I think this is ready for New Zealand to do. But then the more I do it, I go, I think this is international material. I think this is material that not just will be funny overseas, but would resonate with people overseas. So I'm like, all right, I've got the New Zealand Comedy Festival to do it for New Zealand, and then afterwards I'll figure out the language, because often you're just changing a little bit of the language to make it more accessible. So the joke remains the same, the topic remains the same, but you're just making it more accessible.
Who do you have to tweak it the most for? What audience?
Oh, that's a good question. It sort of depends on the let's take race as an example, because I talk about race a lot and race relations. Depending on which country I'm in will depend.
Sure do love some of those funny racial tweets you fire out there too. You've got a good take on that there on the Twitter. You make Twitter worth watching sometimes, I must say.
Thank you, Mr. Heaven. Thank you. It's like if I'm in Australia, I might gear it the same way I'd gear it towards Kiwis.
Sorry, no, racist in itself.
I'd be prepared. I gear it in a way where I've got something to fire back with, because someone might, you know, come at me. For talking about in the UK, when I'm talking about race in New Zealand, there's colonialism in play, so I might get a pushback, but it'd be different to an Australian. God bless the Australians. You know what you're getting. Like, they stand up, they're in your face, you're like, mate, and they go at you in the moment. The British will go at you but patronise you at the same time.
That's sort of an ongoing thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
The thing is, I find interesting with comedians too, is that you put all that effort into a show and you think, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to put that show up against in an environment where there's 70 other comedy shows going on in the surrounding 3 or 4 days.
Well, when you're doing Edinburgh, it's like 3,000. To me, I think the moment where I realised
that must be the happiest city in the world, Edinburgh.
No, incredibly depressed. Massive heroin problem.
Drinking too.
And the drinking.
Why they have the comedy festival.
That's why.
Lighten the mood. Okay.
Well, no,
how racist we're being straight away.
Now, what they do in Edinburgh is they overcharge the artists and bankrupt them to renovate their kitchens. But that's a different fight. That's why CNZ funding for Edinburgh is slightly mute, because what's the use in you paying the registration fees if you're not going to pay for the accommodation or the air tickets over? We're still £10,000 in debt. You're destroying New Zealand artists. Cured in New Zealand. Anyway. what were we talking? Oh, yeah. The madness. What?
The madness of constantly having to do your show amidst festivals of other people doing shows.
But the flip side of that is you make a show for the New Zealand Comedy Festival and then you do 5 or 10 performances with it, and then you go, that's show done.
Talk about that now.
That's done, and then you put the show to bed and make a whole new hour after only 5 or 10 performances. So for me at the moment, it's like making a show where I can get 100, 200 performances out of it at various festivals around the world over multiple years. You can come back to Edinburgh and do the same show 2 years in a row. You'd never dream of doing that with New Zealand.
But you come up with stuff quicker than that.
Oh yeah,
you're not just rest on your laurels, are you?
Well, it's a bit like an album, mate. You know, some people
play your album, play your new tracks, introduce a few newies.
Oh man, the amount of times who amongst us has not gone to a Dave Dobbin concert where Dobbo, the legend, the myth, has been trying to pull out some new songs, and people are like, but when's he gonna play Loyal?
Yeah, I really like the way that bands nowadays just knuckle down and play all the ones everyone wants to hear, and they chuck one or two off the new one. Hey, so you are doing Goddamn Fancy Man, just you. Mm-hmm. Whereabouts? What's the venue, man? Whereabouts is it?
Where am I? I'm at the Basement Studio, which is nice because the last time I was in there.
We're familiar with that?
Yeah, yeah, last time I was there, I was doing my one man play, taking the piss out of senior Pacific artists. so it's nice to go back there with something more palpable. And then I'm in Wellington at Te Awaha, the big new art centre.
Oh, cool.
Down there, which is pretty fun.
Well, let's. So the Auckland dates are Tuesday 21st, Wednesday 22nd, Thursday 23rd, 24th, and 25th. So Tuesday to Saturday, and it's in May. And a 7:15 start, good, a sensible start time there. You might want to get one in first, get one in after you, but you definitely go in to see you.
I think optimal, I think as you get a bit, as you become sort of an older performer in the New Zealand comedy community, the 7:15 time is optimal chicken eating time.
Dusky age, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, sure. All right, and where can people get tickets from?
The Basement.
Yep.
Or the New Zealand Comedy Fest website.
if you want to know a wee bit more about it, so there'll be something in the catalogue there, or you can delve a bit further into James's catalogue of past accomplishments. Hey, thank you very much for coming in, James. Nice to see you again. Have a good show. Cheers. Traveling around the world with your comedy show, making people laugh.
Thanks, man. I mean, hopefully we run into each other before you go. But
yes, yes, well, maybe at the show, which will be after I've gone.
We should get together at some point and rant politics. I think that'll be very enjoyable.
I think it'll be good fun. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming in, James. And here's a song called King James by Anderson .Paak. James Lachese, goddamn fancy man, from the 21st of May to the 25th of May at the basement. It's 22 past 9. 95 BFM. B-b-b-b-b.
We've been through it all, though it could be worse. We've been moved around in a state of alert. There's nothing new or sharp about the cutting edge. If they build a wall, let's jump the fence, I'm over this. Cold stairs can never put the fear in me. What we built here is godly. They can't gentrify the heart of kings. Let's just not talk about it. If I make a move, you're coming with me.
What about the love coming with me? What about the neighbors coming with me? What about the seas coming with me? The people that you came with coming with me? What about the love coming with me? What about the neighbors coming with me? What about the seas coming with me? People that you came with, you're coming with me.
Hey, okay, can I just don't stay,
can't stay down.
Down. Let's go shake down
until we get what we need. Oh yeah.
Okay,
I'm okay now.
Just don't
yeah.
stay.
Can't hold
down.
Me down.
Let's go shake.
Shot dead in the streets. But when I finally took a knee, took me out the league. Now I'm not much for games, but I played for keeps. And we salute King James for using his change to create some equal opportunities. Cold stairs can never put the fear in me. There's a movement we've been grooving on. You can move or stay your ass asleep. Let's just not talk about it. Everything they tried to hide, we're taking back for yours and mine.
What about the love coming with me? What about the neighbors coming with me? What about the seas coming with me? The people that you came with coming with me? What about the love coming with me? What about the neighbors coming with me? What about the seas coming with me? People that you came with, you're coming with me. What about the love? What about the seas coming with me?
Was a 95 BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.